Hello and welcome to the Mountain Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary and it's my pleasure to join you in reading God's Word. Today is Monday, October 25th, and I am reading from the New International Version. We pick up in the book of Acts, chapter 7, verses 17 through 34, so the middle of Stephen's speech to the Sanhedrin. Then we'll read Psalm 146 and Ezra chapter 2. As the time drew near for God to fulfill his promise to Abraham, the number of our people in Egypt greatly increased. Then another king, who knew nothing about Joseph, became ruler of Egypt. He dealt treacherously with our people and oppressed our forefathers by forcing them to throw out their newborn babies so they would die. At that time, Moses was born, and he was no ordinary child. For 3 months, he was cared for in his father's house. When he was placed outside, Pharaoh's daughter took him and brought him up as her own son. Moses was educated in all the wisdom of the Egyptians and was powerful in speech and action. When Moses was 40 years old, he decided to visit his fellow Israelites. He saw one of them being mistreated by an Egyptian, so he went to his defense and avenged him by killing the Egyptian. Moses thought that his own people would realize that God was using him to rescue them, but they did not. The next day, Moses came upon two Israelites who were fighting. He tried to reconcile them by saying, "Men, you are brothers. Why do you want to hurt each other?" But the man who was mistreating the other pushed Moses aside and said, "Who made you ruler and judge over us? Do you want to kill me as you killed the Egyptian yesterday?" When Moses heard this, he fled to Midian, where he settled as a foreigner and had two sons. After 40 years had passed, an angel appeared to Moses in the flames of the burning bush in the desert near Mount Sinai. When he saw this, he was amazed at the sight, and he went over to look more closely. He heard the Lord's voice, "I am the God of your fathers, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob." Moses trembled with fear and did not dare to look. Then the Lord said to him, "Take off your sandals. The place where you are standing is holy ground. I have indeed seen the oppression of my people in Egypt. I have heard their groaning and have come down to set them free. Now come, I will send you back to Egypt." And that's where we're going to end the speech today. You may be wondering, why is Stephen talking about Abraham and then about Moses? He is setting up the fact that God is the deliverer. He gives a child to a man who is past childbearing age. He works through Moses to bring deliverance for the Israelites in the land of Egypt. And even though the people are hard-hearted and they do not believe that Moses is their deliverer, he still uses Moses. And the same is true with Jesus. Even if people are hard-hearted towards Jesus, he has come to rescue us and to deliver us. And as believers, it is our message of hope and encouragement to the world. Let's turn now to the book of Psalms. Today we are reading Psalm 146. Now we are getting to the end section of the Psalms, and these are all praise Psalms. So you're going to hear "Praise the Lord" repeated often. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord, O my soul. I will praise the Lord all my life. I will sing praise to my God as long as I live. Do not put your trust in princes, in mortal men who cannot save. When their spirits depart, they return to the ground. On that very day, their plans come to nothing. Blessed is he whose hope is the God of Jacob, whose hope is the Lord his God, the maker of heaven and earth, the sea and everything in them, the Lord who remains faithful forever. He upholds the cause of the oppressed and gives food to the hungry. The Lord sets prisoners free. The Lord gives sight to the blind. The Lord lifts up those who are bowed down. The Lord loves the righteous. The Lord watches over the alien and sustains the fatherless and the widow. But he frustrates the way of the wicked. The Lord reigns forever, your God, O Zion, for all generations. Praise the Lord. Okay, buckle your seatbelts. We are going to Ezra chapter 2, and there are lists, many lists here. I don't know how it's going to go as I read, but we are going to list the exiles who returned. Chapter 2. Now these are the people of the province who came up from the captivity of the exiles, whom Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, had taken captive to Babylon. They returned to Jerusalem and Judah, each to his own town, in company with Zerubbabel, Jeshua, Nehemiah, Seraiah, Reaaliah, Mordecai, Bilshan, Mizpar, Bigvai, Rehum, and Benai. The list of the men of the people of Israel, the descendants of Parosh, 2,172. Of Sherpathai, 372. Of Arai, 775. Of Pahath Moab, through the line of Jeshua and Joab, 2,812. Of Elam, 1,254. Of Zattu, 945. Of Zakai, 760. Of Bani, 642. Of Babai, 623. Of Asgad, 1,222. Of Adonikam, 666. Of Bigvai, 2,056. Of Aden, 454. Of Ader, through Hezekiah, 98. Of Bazai, 323. Of Jorah, 112. Of Hashum, 223. Of Gibber, 95. The men of Bethlehem, 123. Of Netophah, 56. Of Anathoth, 128. Of Asmaveth, 42. Of Kiriam Jearim, Keparat, and Beroth, 743. Of Ramah and Geba, 621. Of Mishmash, 122. Of Bethel and Ai, 223. Of Nebo, 52. Of Migbish, 156. Of the other Elam, 1,254. Of Harim, 320. Of Lod, Hadid, and Ona, 725. Of Jericho, 345. Of Sinah, 3,630. The priest, the descendants of Jedaiah, through the family of Jeshua, 973. Of Emer, 1,052. Of Pasher, 1,247. Of Harim, 1,017. The Levites, the descendants of Jeshua and Kadmiel, through the line of Hodaviah, 74. The singers, the descendants of Asaph, 128. The gatekeepers of the temple, the descendants of Shalum, Adar, Talmon, Akub, Hatita, and Shabai, 139. The temple servants, the descendants of Ziha, Hasupah, Tabaoth, Keras, Siaha, Padan, Lebanah, Hagaba, Akub, Hagab, Shalmai, Hanan, Gedel, Gara, Reziah, Rezin, Nekoda, Gazam, Uza, Paseah, Bezai, Asna, Meunim, Hepusim, Bakba, Hakapa, Harher, Bosluth, Mehida, Harsha, Barkas, Sisera, Tima, Neziah, and Hatipa. The descendants of the servants of Solomon, the descendants of Sotai, Hasaphereth, Peruda, Jila, Darkon, Gedel, Shepatiah, Hatil, Pokereth Hazabaim, and Ami. The temple servants and the descendants of the servants of Solomon, 392. The following came up from the towns of Telmala, Telharsha, Kerub, Adon, and Emer, but they could not show that their families were descended from Israel. The descendants of Deliah, Tobiah, and Nekoda, 652. And from among the priests, the descendants of Hobiah, Hakaz, and Barzillai, a man who had married a daughter of Barzillai, the Gileadite, and was called by their name. These searched for their family records, but they could not find them, and so they were excluded from the priesthood as unclean. The governor ordered them not to eat any of the most sacred food until there was a priest ministering with the Urim and Thummim. The whole company numbered 42,360, besides their 7,337 men servants and maid servants, and they also had 200 men and women singers. They had 736 horses, 245 mules, 435 camels, and 6,720 donkeys. When they arrived at the house of the Lord in Jerusalem, some of the heads of the families gave freewill offerings toward the rebuilding of the house of God on its site. According to their ability, they gave to the treasury for the work 61,000 drachmas of gold, 5,000 minas of silver, and 100 priestly garments. The priests, the Levites, the singers, the gatekeepers, and the temple servants settled in their own towns, along with some of the other people, and the rest of the Israelites settled in their towns. Thank you for listening along as we read God's Word. For those of you who persevered with me through that, thank you. That was a lot, but it's just a reminder that this is not just a story that was made up. This is a historical record of the Israelite families who were returning to Jerusalem. Today is Missions Monday, so we don't want to forget that. So we want to pray today for Oleg Turlock and his ministry Beyond the Vineyards. Oleg and his wife Natasha grew up in Moldova, and they have a heart to reach Moldovan peoples and all the people in the stans, in Afghanistan and in Kazakhstan and other areas around Moldova. One year, I guess when I first came on staff here at Mount Brook Baptist, Allison Rice, Debbie Hicks, Sarah Hicks, Kanil, and I went to Ukraine, and Oleg translated for us on that trip, and we became good friends there and are grateful for his ministry to believers and his witness to the world. We want to pray alongside him for Christians in persecuted areas and for his upcoming trip to Moldova in November. We also want to pray for their children, Roman. Roman has autism, and just for grace for him and for them as they care for him. And also for Victoria, their 8-year-old, in her school in Toronto where they live. She is one of the very few Christians at her school. So we want to pray for her and strength there. Would you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word, and thank you for what it teaches us. Thank you, Lord, for Oleg and Natasha Turlock and their ministry Beyond the Vineyards, where they seek to share your word with a world who is in desperate need of hearing the gospel. Thank you, Lord, for martyrs like Stephen who gave of their lives so that we can hear the truth about Jesus. And thank you for Oleg and Natasha and their ministry. We pray, Lord, for the persecuted areas, especially for those in Afghanistan even now. Lord, we do not know what we can practically do to help them. We ask, Lord, that you would give us wisdom on how to be there for the believers who are in Afghanistan and for all who are being persecuted. We pray, Lord, for the ministry of Beyond the Vineyards, and we pray for fruitfulness, for people to come to know you, Lord Jesus. And we pray for Roman and Victoria that you would bless them and that you would keep them and you would help Victoria to stay strong in her school. We love you, Lord, and we pray all of this in Christ's name. Amen.